Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is author Jeff Potter. His book is called Cooking for Geeks. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And your first book, too, right?
Yep, my first book, and what a doozy of a book it was for me. I gotta say, writing is not what I expected.
In what way?
Well, you know, there's a couple of good quotes. One is, writing is easy. You just look at a sheet of blank paper until drops of blood start forming on your forehead. But I gotta say, it's been a lot of fun in ways I never expected.
Well, I'm guessing you had a lot of fun with this subject matter. It's about cooking. It's about creativity. It's about experimentation, improvisation. It sounds like you had fun cooking for geeks.
Yeah. It's really about trying to get off the recipe, going into the kitchen and understanding how does stuff work. Why do I put this with that? How do these things go together? How do I improvise? You know, how do I dance, essentially, while in the kitchen? So for me, you know, the writing process, the research process was as much of digging into all those bits that I was curious about that I didn't know. You know, I was lucky to have parents that liked to cook growing up and got into the kitchen at an early age. But a lot of my friends didn't have that. And so for them, how does stuff work? Why do we do this? You know, how do you saute mushrooms? All these things. Just, you know, mysteries at first. But once you start to understand the science behind it, you know, the mysteries get solved.
I understand the book has had some success. It's only been out a short time, but already doing pretty well. Well, what do you attribute that to?
You know, I think it's caught a lot of people off guard, myself included. I think a lot of it comes down to that people are really hungry to understand how stuff works. And most cookbooks are recipes. They're just collections of do this, do that, without any real explanation. And there are a couple of good books out there that deal with the science, but they don't give any practical application in the sense of, hey, here's a recipe that explains and you know, gives you hands-on understanding of that science bit.
Well, when you talk about science, what do you mean?
Quite literally. I mean, think about what happens to a piece of steak when you cook it. You know, it gets hotter, but what actually happens? Well, proteins begin to denature, change their shape, change texture. Same thing with foods like, I don't know, chocolate chip cookies. What happens to that lump of chocolate chip cookie when you put the dough in the oven? Like, it doesn't just magically turn into a cookie. Like, something has to happen. The butter begins to melt. The water that's present actually in the butter begins to steam off and set some of the starches in the flour. The outside begins to turn brown. The chocolate melts. You know, it gets this toasted outside and all those rich aromas that you see, you know, when something browns in the oven. And once you understand that science, you can begin thinking to yourself, well, how do I go into a kitchen and get those reactions? What causes them? Or how do I avoid them?
So after you've gone through this whole process, writing the book, do you consider yourself an author, a cook, or a geek slash scientist?
I'm just a guy who's curious about how things work, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to go and actually share what I learned with other people who are also curious.
So would the ultimate for you be to go into some strange apartment, open up the refrigerator, see what's in there, and then try and make it all work together?
I don't know if I'd say ultimate, but it's certainly fun, and I've had a couple of friends do that with me. I think for me, the ultimate really is giving everybody else the hope that they can go and do that, and they don't have to just go and buy a packaged frozen dinner for dinner again tonight. You know, the idea you can walk into a kitchen, pop your door open, and say, oh, look, I've got tortillas, strawberries, and cream cheese. What can I do with that?
With that, not a whole lot. Your first book, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is there another?
I have been asked that before. There might be at some point. Just based on the questions I get from people who have read Cooking for Geeks, I do see a pattern of other kinds of things that would be interesting to delve into, and a lot of them deal with what should I eat? Why should I be eating this? What's the nutrition of this? Or why does industry do something this way? You know, recently there was this thing that happened in the food world with something called pink slime. And this came up, and a lot of people got very upset about it.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, and, you know, it looks gross, and it's something that, you know, there's a lot of questions about, should we be doing this? Do we want this in our lunch meat, in our schools? There's two different ways of answering that question, and one way is by looking at it scientifically and saying, hey, is this safe to do? The second way is saying ethically, is this something that we want to be doing? And the science does not deal with the ethics of it. It doesn't deal with what do we want to be happening. The science is just, is this safe? Does this make sense to do this? Is it economical? And it's not about telling people in the sense of the ethics of what they should be doing. It's about saying, hey, is it okay from a food safety point of view to do this? And a lot of the stuff that happened with pink slime ended up being attacked on the science. And the science behind it, when done properly, was safe. The ethics of it, wholly different conversation. So I think there's some really important and interesting conversations to have there about what we want to be doing from a food industry point of view. With the case of pink slime, it's got, you know, a bad sounding name. You know, the industry calls it leanly textured fine beef, if I've got that right. You know, it is a way of reducing the amount of animals you have to raise, in the sense that by pulling pink slime off the market, industry now has to raise an additional 1.5 million cow a year, which has an environmental impact. So these things have pluses and minuses on both sides. And I think it's really important for people to get the science to understand what those pluses and minuses are, and then go off and make an informed decision about the ethics of, do we want this or not? And science's role is not to answer that question, but to provide the data so that you can make an informed decision. So I think there's something interesting there.
Book is called Cooking for Geeks. The author is Jeff Potter. First book ever. Congratulations and a lot of luck with it.
Thanks so much.